Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. We are discussing the edge where the land meets the sea, the hard edge, soft edge, working edge, leisure edge, various perspectives brought to bear on this most dynamic place. But what about the security edge? What does the specific configuration of the coast provide to protect us from natural and human interventions? The most obvious response is, of course, the barrier effect, the curvature, inclination, geology, and natural configuration provided. Simply by the shape of the land, we are protected from strong wind and angry waves, the points of land and sheltered coves, the beach and barrier dunes, the mangrove swamps, the rocky cliffs and bluffs. All these contribute to the security of human settlements there. In many cases, we've exploited those features to site our cities and villages. We have, for example, extended protections through breakwaters and engineered port facilities or developed certain beaches as resorts and recreational opportunity. We've also destroyed many of those features, blasted artificial ports, removed and filled the mangroves, dredged the natural river outlets, and created coastal features and constructions that modify and erode rather than sustain the coastal zone. As extreme weather events increase and as the sea level rises, these man-made artificial features are challenged and proven short-sighted, with now resultant serious social and economic disruption. Another important aspect of the security edge is defense against military attack. Ports become targets, beaches become likely places for attack, bluffs and outcrops become sites for observation and artillery, coastal features become logical places for bunkers, lookout towers, radar placements, and other structures for invasion defense. Historically, one can see the ruins of these installations, old forts overlooking coastal cities with rusted cannon as physical memorials to transformational battles and events. The narrow entrances to the Baltic Sea at Oresund and Mediterranean Sea at Gibraltar are such important historical places, where access was limited, tolls collected, and passage surveyed, even prohibited as an expression of political and economic power and potential. It is no different today, really. The coast is still the only place for naval construction, bases and fleet stations, submarine pens, missile launch sites, and global communications towers and links to orbiting satellites. Key topographical places are often in the news, passages through which concentrated shipping must pass, a global network of narrow ocean places where movement is confined between two coasts and vulnerable to adjacent military surveillance and attack. We must remember that for all time, from Odysseus to today's tension in the China Sea, the ocean has been a vast scape for naval operations, imperial expansion, offensive and defensive conflict, and the exercise of national interest. Almost all developed nations have some level of a naval fleet to patrol and police their territorial water against smuggling, piracy, and illegal fishing practice. The larger geopolitical players, the United States and Russian Federation, for example, have massive investments in surface and submarine vessels that are constantly at sea as part of a tactical game of influence. Growing economies like China and India are engaged in an expensive expansion of technology and naval capacity to compete on the world ocean for a strategic advantage, another version of the arms race with certain implications for future control of the sea. All this may seem invisible and disconnected from how we understand and view the edge, but it is real and significant. Security is very much part of what is a multi-layered interpretation of what it means to live along shore, where the land meets the sea, a sharp edge that is both useful and dangerous. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network for use by college and community radio stations worldwide. Find us wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts and at worldoceanobservatory.org.